Trending both online and in the gym, deadlifts are an exercise with ties to the ancient Roman times. Called a deadlift because apparently that's what they, if they had a dead comrade
literally.
On the battlefield, they would literally lift them up when they were dead. David Hall is a physiotherapist. David, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, now, good. This is your sphere, not mine. I've described it as your ticket to the orthopaedic unit. deadlifts, good or bad?
For most people, not appropriate. I think professional athletes, well-trained in how to do it, can certainly do them successfully, but most of us need to tread with caution.
So, David, explain to us what a deadlift actually is. Is it simply just picking up the bar up to, say, your hips, or is it from your hips to your shoulders and then putting it above your head? Or is it that one that they do with their hands spread wide and literally goes from floor pointed straight up to ceiling?
No, just the part where you go from the floor to hips. So the main thing about it is you're keeping your neutral spine the whole time, so keeping your back straight. So there's a little bit of a squat involved, but mostly it's about keeping the back straight, just a sort of a semi-squat. So if you had the job of trying to lift a dead body as it started, as you mentioned, or a heavy weight from the ground, then that would be the way to do it. But I guess you'd question for most people whether they need to have that type of lift in their program.
Hey, David, what's it supposed to do? Well, you know, in other words, people say, oh, yeah, deadlifts, they're great. Well, why are they great if they're great?
Oh, look, I think it's one of these things. People get a little bit bored with it. Having been a physio for 25-odd years, you're dishing out exercises all the time that are good for people within their range, you know, appropriate for their age and their physique. But then people get bored. I'll create this fabulous program and it's all really well thought through, and then people will come back and say, oh, I got a bit bored with that. I just looked online and started trying these blah, blah, blah exercises. people get swept up. In a trend.
They do. That's human beings, isn't it? David, there's the story of the bloke who goes to the doctor. The doctor says, what's the problem? And the bloke says, oh, if I hold my arm up like this and it hurts, the doctor says, well, don't do it. What are the things that people end up coming to you for and you go, well, don't do that. Why would you do that?
The thing about physiotherapy, the thing about injury is that's ironic is that most injuries are doing everyday things. You know, it's not like we're hurtling down a mountain on skis or taking on some incredible challenge. Most people come to physios go, oh, yes, sir, I slipped in the shower, or I just tried to pick up a kid's toy off the ground and I tweaked my back. So we often laugh that the vast majority of exercises are doing the most mundane things. I'm sure a lot of your listeners are nodding now going, yeah. Yeah, that was me couple of months ago.
Yeah, I like that. 133-693. What everyday simple thing have you been doing when you got badly injured? I knew a bloke who had a really, really bad herniated disc in his back from sneezing.
Mm. Yeah, that's really common. Particularly common when people with long hair, they put their hair in a towel after a shower. You know, that sort of look almost looks like they're wearing some sort of a headpiece there.
Yeah.
And that can be quite heavy. And then if you sneeze in one of those, for example, you reflexively put your head down at the same time and people wrench their back or their neck or both doing things like that. So there's a real irony to the way people exercise.
Hey, David, the first time I went to a physio, you sort of tried to burn me with a red lamp. Do you still use that?
That sort of thing's drifting away a bit more now, to be honest. I trained back in the early 90s. We learned a lot of what we called electrotherapy, which was a bit of a spin-off from the 70s and 80s. Look, a little bit of that stuff, but that, some of that looked like some, it's from the set of Doctor Who, some of that stuff. And not as many physios are using those type of apparatus. It's definitely more focused on flexibility, strength, and, self-focus on being well and fit.
Good on you, David. David Hall, physiotherapy. He's an impressive chap. Yeah. He's a good talker.